You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But in America, the number one trending item is the assault that took place on the stage at the Academy Awards last night.
Yeah, gosh.
You know, I flipped on my iPad just as I was going to bed, and it's the first thing I see is boom, 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 like three or four stories in a row,
right?
That just popped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? So I immediately clicked on the video of... And the thing is, I'm sure we're telling a few people this as news right now. I got to think that...
Most people are waking up to this, honestly, I think.
Yeah.
Because I posted this on our Facebook page, and a couple of people have already said, well, I guess I need to YouTube what the heck went on. And I did post a link to the unedited version that went on last night, because when Will Smith ran up there and slapped Chris Rock across the face, they cut the audio feed, essentially, so everybody couldn't hear what was going on, because, you know, God forbid we hear somebody cuss. But I do have the audio of it. Let me pull it up here, and I'll just play it real quick. This is from the Japanese thread, because I guess you can hear the cuss words in Japan.
Did you bleep it, though?
It's bleeped, so here you go.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? okay.
Yeah, then it got really awkward from that point
on.
Real awkward.
Yeah. And then making it even more awkward is that Will Smith then later wins the Academy Award for Best Actor. And so he gives a speech about, you know, how the movie that he won for is about a guy defending his family, and so he tied that in, and...
Art is life, or whatever he said. If you missed it, Chris Rock made a joke about Jada's head, because she has shaved her head. She's got alopecia, right? Is that what it's called? And
yes.
He made that G.I. Jane joke, which was a stupid joke anyway, because it's a movie that 8 people have seen 25 years ago. It's a dumb joke. And then that's what really set Will off. Then right after they slapped him, they cut to a song.
We don't talk about Jada, no, no, no. We don't talk about Jada.
Oh yeah, and then Will got back up there, so.
There is some
it's crazy
rumblings going around that one of the things that Will Smith did was essentially violate some of the codes of conduct of the Academy, and so that the Academy is within their rights if they ask him to give back his little statue.
It's not going to happen.
The
Academy
talking about it.
Is going to shake his hand and invite him back next year for giving them the shot of adrenaline that this dying show needed, essentially. This is what this show needed. And, of course, everyone's crying foul and staged, and this is fake, and...
I don't think it was fake.
If you watch this.
And you and I are the number one skeptics.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, this is staged.
We'll talk more about it at 7.
We'll
get a little bit more into it, because there's all sorts of fallout from this. But just so you know, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and then won for Best Actor.
And he won an Oscar?
I was looking at the list of other winners. I went down, and out of all of the top, like, 20 awards, I've seen one of the movies, and that was the one for Best Original Song. I did see No Time to Die, the James Bond movies. I've not seen any of the other movies. Have
you? We actually sat down and watched the Oscars for about an hour and a half last night, which was not like us at all, but we were just kind of...
Well, you've seen Encanto.
We've seen that about 9,000 times. But yeah, other than that, we were like, who's that? What movie was that? When did
that
come out?
What is that?
I've never... Yeah. I'm very much tapped into what is streaming and streaming TV shows now instead of these artsy-fartsy movies, which is kind of the direction a lot of people are leaning. There was multiple stories out yesterday about how, you know, the possible death of movie theaters is going to be coming about.
Well,
because
a lot of the streaming ones are up for awards now. So,
but I'm more into like Ozark and The Morning Show
and
Maisel. You know, I'm more up to date on these TV shows than any of these goofy movies that are coming out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Shifting gears, all of the world was saddened, obviously, last week with the death of Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for Foo Fighters. However, now they are releasing reports, officials down in Colombia,
Colombia.
And they say he had, count them, 10 different drugs in his system.
I don't even know how to pronounce some of these.
Yeah, he had marijuana, opioids, he had some antidepressants, he had the benzodiazepines. Those are essentially stress and anxiety pills. It's to help people sleep.
Yeah.
He had that and then several others.
I mean, you get 10 of those things in your system, it's not going to be good.
We were having this talk with Gretchen's daughter, Zoe, about, because Zoe's just like, why are all these people, you know, constantly, why do rock stars always die of drug overdoses? And we're like, well,
the lifestyle, you know, I think they're
and
cool
today and it's not just old school heroin overdose, it's often something like this where it is a mixture of a variety of things and usually washed down with alcohol.
And you know, so, we can sit here and be like, I can't believe they do that, that's so disgusting, why would they do that to their body? But you know what, we don't know their lifestyle and the pressure to perform constantly.
Yeah.
And you're probably at a 10 like all the time, you know.
Yeah.
You
now, the Foo Fighters
stuff.
Were added to the list of Grammy performers just not long ago. So now it's a question of, will Dave Grohl and the others show up and still perform? I don't know. There's more important things in the world going on. And then the last thing I've got for you, speaking of living and dying, there's a new scientific study that's out. They started examining the way our human structure is put together. How long could we potentially live? And they think it's possible that we have the capability of living to about 150 years old.
Oh, okay.
Has to do with essentially working on our DNA. When our DNA replicates, it kind of degrades a little bit. So they want to find a way of kind of cracking that code with the life cycles of cells and help them so that when they split and replicate that they don't. It's like making a copy of a copy. If you've ever gone to a copy machine and made copies of copies, they generally don't look as good as the original. And that's what's going on with your cells. If you're wondering, currently the oldest person alive on planet Earth is a woman in Japan, and she is 119 years old. Oh, the stories she could tell.
I know.
She was born the year that the Wright brothers flew the airplane.
It's pretty cool.
For the first time.
That's really cool.
What else is trending?
Here's some more crap on celebrities. Ladies, if you like your male strippers like I do, smooth and hairless like a dolphin, I got some bad news for you. Channing Tatum is not going to be smooth and silky sweet for Magic Mike 3. He was on Ellen on Friday, and he says he's not going to wax this time around. He says we're going to morph with the changing times. He says the thing that everybody likes right now is hairy men.
Okay.
So he's not going to get the razor out and make himself look all sassy. He's going to be hairy. Let's get him up there with a dad bod so we can all be relatable, for goodness sakes. I want a hairy dad bod, Mike.
Yeah,
Channing Tatum.
Just give him a gut.
Amazon is coming out with their first ever James Bond series, but it's going to be a competition series called 007's Road to a Million. It sounds a lot like The Amazing Race. You're going to have a team of two people, and they're going on this big global adventure to different locations that they used
when they
filmed the 007 movies. They'll
Come
do physical
on.
Obstacles. They'll do, you know, questions, find hidden treasure and all this crap. And you could potentially score yourself $1.3 million if you complete the race. Production is supposed to start later this year.
Ian Fleming must be spinning in his grave.
Yes,
right,
I don't know. If it's got a 007 theme, maybe it's kind of cool. I don't know. The Amazing Race has been a hit for years.
Bastardized James Bond to make
Bond.
A TV show.
Leave him alone.
A reality show. Come on.
If you want to live to 150, here's a workout plan that you might want to get on board with. The hot new trend at the gym is making sure you're relaxed and not breaking a sweat. There's a new report out this morning finding new gyms are offering more mellow workout classes as the pandemic eases, basically because we're all a bunch of fat tubs of lard right now.
So
and we can't
out, but
go
don't
all
work
in.
Too hard.
Where
don't
is
work
it?
Too hard, Jeremy.
There's
Take
one
it easy.
Thing, I know. There's one thing in this story. Where is it? There's essentially a class where it's a stretching class where you just basically go lie on a mat with a pillow for an hour. Somebody said they were comparing it to nap time in preschool where you just go lay down and, oh, what a workout. Oh, man. This is a funny story coming out of Denver. This is such an old man thing to do. I love it. There's this 71-year-old dude who's been released from jail in Denver after being arrested for using a permanent marker, like a Sharpie, on a basketball court at Central Park Rec Center to identify the boundaries used for pickleball, Dom. So he got out his Sharpie and started scribbling on the floor, and they threw him in jail for it. He's facing a felony charge of criminal mischief for causing $10,000 in damage to the pickleball court. Is that right? Don't they have some special cleaners they can just get out there and wipe it up?
Yeah,
get it off the
court.
Whole
thing about what's the special substance that you can rub?
Like paint? Isn't this like mineral spirits? Probably.
No, but if you take
a magic eraser.
No, what are those? If you write something with Sharpie and then you go over it with the erasable Sharpie.
Oh, then you can wipe it off, maybe?
Then you can erase it.
I feel like there'd be a way to get that off.
I don't know. They say he's facing 1 to 3 years in jail. A 71-year-old man drawing
leave
a pickleball court.
It's just an old guy.
Jail.
He didn't know what he was doing. Maybe he thought it was one of those dry erase markers, all right?
Well, that's what I was talking about. If you take a Sharpie and you write over it with a dry erase marker,
it'll come up.
You're supposed to be able to erase the whole thing.
Huh. I don't know.
And by the way, he knew what he was doing.
Sure,
I'm not going to argue that. But
hey,
I don't think
you
should be in jail for 3 years.
You got a heated game of pickleball going on. You can do anything, man. real quick, here's your Fat America. The company Beyond Meat just released its own line of jerky. So we've got Beyond Jerky coming out now. Original, spicy, and teriyaki. All made from plant-based ingredients, including peas and mung beans. What's a mung bean?
Don't know that one.
It's mung bean jerky.
Okay.
Anyway, it's coming out. Whatever. Cool. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A real quick video that might give you a laugh today, because today is National Respect Your Cat Day. In honor of that, I posted a video of a guy playing a guitar while his cat sings the blues.
It's so funny
it's
to me.
It's cute.
But I'm a cat person, so
yeah,
I've already shared it with some people.
Did you? Yeah, it's really kind of fun. So you can watch that, or you can watch Will Smith slap some people today, whatever you want to watch. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.